comment you for those that I don't haven't officially met. Obviously, right off the top, this was not planned to be for me to be here by myself. Miss my team member, but we started planning this presentation, and this was Mrs. McNabb's vision. So I continued on the last few days planning this based on our vision together before the events took place. So our vision was, since we're here and you're not in our building, to kind of do a little virtual field trip, and we'll do a flashback to the end of last year, and then give you an update how we're doing start this school year. So we'll go to the next slide, and we'll start with our graduation ceremonies the end of last year. We did some drive-throughs. We had input for some parents and teachers, and our families really enjoyed our drive-through celebrations. They worked very well. So kindergarten, our kindergarten promotion was done through a drive-through, and we've got some pictures here. Parents decorated their cars, and we had places throughout outside the building where they could get some pictures taken. But man, so much fun in this kind of parade format. And some of the parents and families went all out, other than not quite a high school float, but in some cases, some of these cars were decorated pretty close to that standard. So that went really well. Then we moved on to our third grade flyaway. And this one was, again, this is the students that have been with us since kindergarten, most of them. This was a little more awkward, but again, with a lot of parent feedback and input, we figured the best way for them to also be able to participate, feel involved, was the drive-through format. Our PTO did some balloon arches. Of course, our staff was out there in attendance saying goodbye to our ones moving on to the JVM. And again, Cindy and I felt a big success, lots of positive feedback from our families. And again, another fun, really interactive event where a lot of times the kids don't get to really participate in the flyaway. It's kind of a set ceremony and things, and every individual student and family got to put their own individual spin on how they wanted to do it. And again, another big huge success that we felt, a lot of fun, really enjoyed the day. And then we moved on to summer. Smyrna Elementary, we housed our summer learning academies for our special programs and for our regular ed programs. A full building full of students during the summer. Again, still in kind of that hybrid format with different cohorts. For some of them, but we shared some pictures here. I believe we had, especially our special services team, threw together some end of the week special celebrations. We did some ice cream trucks. We did all kinds of, they threw together all kinds of events for our students there on those end of the weeks. And again, really fun, especially knowing that Smyrna Elementary house most of these programs and these students. So most of the students are our students that were in, and for some of them, first time in our building, making that transition from North Smyrna to Smyrna Elementary. So that was a good transition for a lot of our new first grade students coming to us. They got to know the building, they got to know the staff, they got to know Mrs. McNatt and I. So that was a lot of fun. Normally our summers are spent in very dark, kind of stoic buildings. You know, we're doing a lot of cleaning, everything's dark, there's no students in the building. Very different summer, very enjoyable summer, having these students and programs in our building. We also, during the summer, under again the guidance of Mrs. Matt, we wanted to spruce up our building, some summer beautification. And really, here in the middle, with the help of our new financial administrative assistant, one of her first big projects, we've got some things donated from Homestead Gardens here in Smyrna. So big thank you to them. Again, hard to see in the picture, donated some flower pots with flowers included, some mulch, we did some mulching around our flagpole, all donated by Homestead Gardens. So big thank you to them. We also went and trying to again make it, since we are a school in the middle of town, who we are and we're proud of. You can see some flags. We did some flags in the front of the building, again, kind of marking where that main office is. And then in the back, if you've been in the back of the building, down where our car rider line would be, again, some flags of Smyrna Elementary and our core values on them down the back of the building. So really, we also, through thanks to the Child Nutrition Program, have a beautiful mural that was placed on our cafeteria wall, completely changed the look of our cafeteria, and especially on our open house night, students that hadn't been in during the summer program, that was the big talking point of the first couple of days of school, was we have a park scene in our cafeteria, if you haven't seen it yet. So again, a big thank you to Child Nutrition for that, but really change it. And Mrs. McNatt and I plan to continue that kind of to keep our school decorated and bright and cheerful for our students. And then, so that gets us through the summer. And we are, I believe, on day 6 of a new school year. And not only a new school year, but all of our students pretty much back. I think we are right with, we've seen, we are about at that 97%, 98% in person in our building. And some shots just from the playground the first couple of days of school. We are back in full force, and we are back with a building full, very happy students to be back all together, back with their friends in the classroom. Currently, number-wise, this was updated, I believe, today. We still have enrollments going on. We still have people in this community. We have a lot of growth in this community, obviously, so we still are growing. There you see the current numbers. A big growth for us has been in the first grade area, where we normally, you know, as an elementary, we get our numbers in kindergarten. They tend to carry through with a few additions. But obviously, in the world we've been living in, we had a lot of students that chose to be virtual as kindergartners or do other, your family chose other options. And then we welcome them back at first grade. So a big growth area for us was that first grade numbers that did not carry on from kindergarten. But 433 students currently in our building. Like I said, we've had, I think, 5 or 6 new registrations this past week. And then finally, again, your shirts. You all should have a shirt in front of you, and those not able to join us, your shirt is on the way. But we started our back to school staff meeting, and our theme for our staff, Steve and I, were our staff are superheroes. So that is on your shirt, we're superheroes. We all wore the shirts last Friday, our first Friday, and that's going to be kind of our theme. And it's been very obvious these last few days. You know, one thing, one goal, all the events that have gone on with Mrs. McNatt. So we've been wishing she was here right now, and she'll be back with us soon. But that's how the school year has started. It has been challenging. I see it as kind of, and I know myself, you know, when you got to get in shape back then into full in-person school shape. So going from a hybrid format with students split throughout the day, so everybody 5 days a week, we're going to have a big celebration Friday, made it through our first full week with all of our students back in the building. Again, a very, I believe, a successful start to our school year. And again, we thank you for all your support. Lots of support things going on right now around the building. So again, myself and Mrs. McNatt, thank you to everyone that has showed support and also, you know, get through the first few days of this new year. So thank you to everybody.
Thank you, Mrs. McNatt. Thank you. Superintendent's report.
Yes, Madam President, I had a few items to share. Most important this evening, each of the 8 schools has given a very brief statement about something amazing or highlighting something tremendous at each of the schools. So beginning with the high school, I'm just going to read very briefly the few words each school shared. At the high school, it was an amazing week. The staff and students are clearly happy to be back together. The highlight would definitely be last Friday's pep rally and the sporting events. The energy and excitement at each of the events was an excellent reminder of how important being together is for all of us. At the middle school, the best part of the first week was having students back in person 5 days a week. We also have so many students active in athletics again and various clubs after school. Can't wait to continue to make connections with our students. At JVM, we are so glad to see hundreds of families attend our Meet Teacher Night, and our staff has done an amazing job setting the stage for a new and wonderful school year with the students, building a classroom community with the many tools provided through the responsive classroom. At CIS, we had a highly attended open house. Parents and students met with their teachers, related arts teachers, visited the book fair and the library, met with Mrs. McCutcheon for band and chorus, and even had an opportunity to learn about the Boy Scouts. It's a great evening. Parents and families are excited and complimentary to teachers and school. At SES, we just saw a wonderful presentation. Thank you, Michael. Michael added when I asked him that the full chorus for all of those scenes of children down the hallway and their laughter is back, and that changes the whole atmosphere of the school community. At North, kindergarten and early childhood students are thrilled to be going to school for the very first time. One of the cutest moments came from kindergarten art, and this is a quote. Tiny hands that belong to tiny kindergartners saying with excitement, "This is my first time ever to use scissors." That was their highlight. At Clayton Elementary, everyone enjoys seeing the love of reading. Many students had completed their summer reading logs, and they've been very excited to share reading they've read. And finally, at Sunnyside, they are overjoyed to have students back in school. They have tackled the traffic challenges that they always face the first few days of school. Traffic is moving efficiently. Students are safely coming and going from school. Mr. Grant says, touchdown. Sunnyside staff and students have scored. He closes by adding, it's always sunny at Sunnyside. So there's a quick overview of everything that's happening and the highlights from the school administrators. A couple of other items very briefly. With all of the pandemic layered mitigation strategies that have been implemented really for over a year now, a special thank you to the board and our community and our staff for everybody pulling together. It's a very difficult and challenging time. We all long to go back to the way it once was and hopeful that that will occur soon. But the highlight remains that students are in school 5 days a week. And so whatever we've got to do, keep them there so that folks like Elise can enjoy the school year. Because it should be noted, folks like Elise now, the balance has tilted more towards the pandemic experience than it has the typical experience for you in high school. So we want to do everything we can to normalize it as much as possible. To that end, school activities such as class photos, student photos, book fairs, athletics across the continuum, all of those are up and running. We're very excited, and we're one of the few districts, I'll say, who've been able to successfully manage transportation issues. I'm sure Mr. Holt will mention a little bit about that later, but we have overcome a few challenges so far, and buses are still rolling, wheels go round and round. So kids come, kids go, and we're keeping them in school. Closing with two important dates to keep in mind. One is October 16th and our fall festival. There's a flyer for each of you. We have it in the Sun-Times, and I think it came out today, I have to check. And it'll be on all the websites leading up to October 16th. There will be food trucks and music and celebrations hosted at the high school. More information specific to the event will be forthcoming as we get closer to Saturday, October 16th. But from 4 to 8 p.m., it's going to be a big party to celebrate the return to school. And close with, another very important date, the homecoming at the high school, October 22nd. And Elise spoke with everybody here and Mrs. Cook. Floats are a full go. Mrs. Cook will kind of be meeting with the class advisors to go over what that looks like this year. But again, we're normalizing as much as we can, and everybody will be excited to get ready for it. And that concludes the superintendent's report. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. William. Ms. Judy for our human resources report.
Okay, so I don't know how many board meetings it's been. I've started off with the COVID update. So I'm not going to change it now. So we've begun reporting our cases in the schools. We've had a few cases through the preseason of sports, not too many to be concerned with. Lots of followed mitigation and guidance, so that's great. Our lead nurse, Nurse Pauline, as well as her team of school nurses are doing a great job of contact tracing and communicating with families and advising the community. We are aware, and we know that we are extremely responsive to our students and community and their family that live in the community, so they contact us when they have those questions. So DPH is on speed dial, and Nurse Cooley and her partners are certainly doing their best to make sure that everyone has all of the most up-to-date information that they need. Families, just wanted to reiterate to use that self-check sheet that we send home. I know all of the schools have sent it via email recently. We sent it last school year multiple times, and we also have it posted in our COVID area on our website. That is just a self-check to start your day to see how your child is feeling. We sometimes hear throughout the process of contact tracing and discussing, you know, illness with families that a student didn't feel well the day before or that evening prior. And we need to be diligent about doing those soft checks so that our students are coming into school with any type of illness that could possibly be COVID, could be something else as well, we don't know. But we need to ask you to partner with us and completing that self-check and not sending those students to school when it is in question as to what they may have. It could be seasonal allergies, but it could not. And we need your help, like I said, partnering with us to make sure that we can protect everyone in our school setting and keep everyone in school 5 days a week. So we have the COVID information page set up on the website, and there's updated guidance. You can also check out positivity rates and find information on testing and vaccination sites. All right, so we're all here. On August 24th, we welcome back our new teachers. On August 26th, we welcome back the rest of the staff. September 8th and 9th, we welcome back 97% of our students in the building. So there's only a 3% of our student families have chosen to work virtually for the school. Staffing, we have just a few positions to fill. I know last month I had a longer list, so that's always a good thing. The list is getting shorter. We need a few math teachers. We're looking for special education certifications in the secondary level, a Spanish language teacher, social studies, and most importantly, not that those aren't important, but we do need on the daily basis subs. So if anybody's considering being a sub, anyone at all, we have an application out under employment opportunities. Please visit that and put in that app, and we will train you, we will help you, we will guide you, and we know that you will enjoy working with our staff and students. That's all from HR. Thank you, Mr. Judy.
Operations, Mr. Holmes.
Okay, buildings and grounds. So we're continuing to supply all of the classrooms and buildings with PPE that's necessary for staff and students. We're continuing with our enhanced preventative maintenance of all of our HVAC equipment. We've completed our annual safety inspections for all of our schools. We're continuing to wrap up some of our projects that we've been doing over the summer. The culinary arts kitchen is still in the process. We're going to be wrapping that up shortly. We wrapped up the bus stop project over at Clayton Elementary. We're still working on our rooftop unit for the guidance office over at the high school. That parts for that have been moved and they are inbound. Clayton Elementary front office renovation is complete. And we've had some wonderful promotions in our department. Clayton Intermediate, night custodian, was promoted to night supervisor. And we're working on getting our equipment ready for the winter. Never too soon to be prepared for that. Technology, one-to-one. We are still receiving material to make that a go. We have received all of our Chromebook cases and personal headphones, and those have been distributed. Our carts for charging locations are arriving. We have some of those on Monday 13th, and we have more of those inbound. We also, our devices, Chromebooks that we have ordered, we are expecting shipments of those to be received starting next week. We've had distribution of those Chromebook devices for one-to-one from grade 7 to 12. That's pretty much complete at this point, with the exception of a few cases. ClassLink is now integrated with all curriculum-approved apps. Some of the apps that were not affordable are still in Clever, but Clever is a ClassLink app, and that's still allowing them to access those apps. Transportation, we have experienced minimal disruptions to the start of school. Some of our bus routes have been a little delayed here and there, but as far as maintaining the integrity of busing, we've been able to do that. We continue to add students to our routes daily. Like Mr. Reed mentioned earlier, we still have some students that are being registered and enrolled. Transportation wants to send out a special thanks to each of the schools for helping transportation to be successful for the beginning of the school year. We are continuing to collaborate with technology for a transition from our current transportation software, which is MapNet, to the new one, which is VPO. And that's scheduled to begin at the end of September. And transportation is also collaborating with contractors to continue recruiting drivers and aides for this school year. Just like everyone else, we're having staffing issues, and we're working aggressively with our contractors to try to fill those roles. Child nutrition, still planning to provide and are providing breakfast meals before and meals after school to any of our students that are attending the wraparound program at no cost. Also partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of Smyrna to provide breakfast and a snack daily for their ECAP students. Also implementing a plan to serve 5 days of breakfast and lunch meals to students who choose Virtual Academy at one pickup site each Wednesday. And we've also initiated the Child and Adult Care Food Program at all 8 of our schools for this school year. And that's what allows us to provide those after-school meals to our students. School climate and safety. Exciting news, we are preparing to kick off the district's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee in October. That committee will be compiled of volunteers from all over the district and will focus on creating a vision, mission statement, plan, and common language in the first few months, and then an action plan by the end of the school year. Our safety specialists are getting acclimated to their assigned schools, working on fire drills, intruder alerts, and tabletop scheduling, planning our SETED assessments for the schools, and creation of safety teams in each building. And they're also working, school climate and safety is also working on the SEL and sensory resource guide and SEL calendar that was sent out prior to the start of the school year. And that's it for operations.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Curriculum, Ms. Holt.
Thank you. We kicked off August 24th and 25th with new teacher orientation, reviewing with all of our new staff the logistics and got them started on some of their trainings before the other in-service dates. We have been working on our grading updates, both K to 5 and 6 to 12, updating each school, making sure everything's in place. We're working with our grading committee to make sure it is showing in Home Access Center and East School the way it was intended. Right before school started, we did put out presentations for parents via email, and have answered some questions and concerns as they have arose. Coming up, we have our October 8th in-service. We will be doing forefront training for our CADA 5 staff. JVM will have their second day of responsive classroom training, along with some of our building paraprofessionals getting immersed in responsive classroom. And then, of course, we have various subject level work. Our office has been supporting the virtual academy, as Mrs. Judy shared, about 3% of our students. It's about 100 students in the CADA 6 are participating in a virtual academy. So getting the teachers set up, making sure they have access, and working with families to ensure a great start to the school year for those students. And we have also working with our district wraparound coaches, ensuring that students are having a successful start in the
Thank you, Ms. Holden. Audience? Thank you.
It would be a good time to just quickly review some of the federal funding that has been made available to the district and the status of each of those grants. The initial allocation to the district came under the CARES Act, and that grant had been successfully applied for and approved by DOE. There was a slight modification in the award amount, so we are in the process of providing an update to DOE to identify how we would be using those additional funds, and that's to about $840,000. Under what is known as ESSER II, the CARISA Act, the district received $3.4 million, and we submitted that application on September 10th. It's pending DOE's approval. Talk with the program manager on Friday before the submission, and that should be good to go. Under the ARP Act for ESSER III, that was $7.8 million, and that application is at the Associate Secretary of DOE's approval letter. So we're just waiting for the Deputy Secretary of DOE to approve that plan. In addition to those three grants, money was also made available to IDEA about 2 weeks ago. That room office is working on developing the plan for that. That is an additional $364,000. And the final item is a consolidated grant, which is the application to the Department of Education that was submitted earlier in September. And it was returned just yesterday with a few comments. We'll be making some updates so that we expect that to be fine later this week.
Thank you. All in favor? Okay. We'll be going into executive session, and our regular board meeting will begin as soon as we return. Our regular board meeting to order at this time, and if we could stand for pledge of allegiance led by Ms. Mallett.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and the two republics which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
Hey, do we have any changes to the agenda?
There are none.
We'll have our student board member report.
As Mr. Williams said, it's been a great start of the school year for the high school. We've had a pep rally on our second day of school, which is amazing to get back to. The seniors led the pep rally on the visitor side while the underclassmen watched us and kind of gained with the experiences. Like, so that was really fun and great to go back to normal. With all my classmates. Cross Country had their first meet today. Last week, I'm sure you guys all know, the football team had our first home game and a very big victory. Last Friday, field hockey also had a victory, 5-1, and yesterday they had a victory, 8-1. The girls volleyball also had a victory yesterday, 3-0. This week on Friday, we play Middletown, which will be a big game. Tickets are anticipated to sell out, so if anyone plans to go, I recommend getting your tickets online or as soon as possible. The theme for this week's game is blackout. So since Student Government Association hasn't started, I've been kind of planning the themes for the games. So we're glad to support us. And you'll probably see me running down the stands trying to get the student section alive.
You look so cute.
Thank you.
And your black shirt and your pom-poms. I was like, oh!
You guys were so old again. You know, like, she's too much. But there were so many parents that were like, so cute.
Yay!
So, I was rooting for you guys. We had our promo distribution, as Mr. Holt talked about. That has been new. Definitely some difficulties, but I think it's going to be great as the school year goes on. And we also received our cases and earbuds as well. We were introduced to the new grading policy, which is very different from what we're used to. But as our teachers have been saying, instead of having 60 ways to fail, students don't want to fail. So that would be great. And I really like the fact that we are enforcing the fact that we want students to learn instead of local percentage grade. That's something that I have always said, is that I feel like I'm always retaining information. I feel like I'm trying to remember information and just get a grade for it and get by. So I'm very happy about that. Today we had our first huddle, which is like a homeroom. It's about 20 minutes long, and I think the main goal of it is for the restorative justice practices. So I'm all about that. I will say, it was hard to share in a circle, especially not being able to see people's faces fully, but I think that as time goes on, we'll grow, and it'll be great. The Black Student Union, which I am, I don't like to say I'm the president, because I'm not the president. I'm just the founder or leader, whatever you want to call it. We're planning, and we are planning to try something at the Fall Fest to kind of kick off. Class office elections are coming up. We have students in the district calling to vote for me. So yes, I'm very excited about that. This will be my third year that I'm in. And the most important thing, that float will go. So excited about that and to be able to do that for my senior year. I'm just happy that things are back to normal. And like Mr. Williams is saying, a lot of kids don't know high school being as fun as it is, and they just kind of know Zoom online. So it's great for everybody to get that. And that is all for sure.
Thank you. That takes us to formal public comment. Please note that if you're signed up for public comment, that you will be asked to share both your audio and your video. The chat will be turned off after the public comment portion begins. Time has been allocated at the beginning of most board meetings for individuals to address the Smyrna School District Board on issues of general concern. Due to privacy requirements, no individual persons may be identified during formal public comment. As a reminder, public comment session is for issues of general concerns. If you have concerns about the district's personnel, facilities, or services, you're welcome to share those concerns with the board in writing in accordance with the following board policies, which are also listed on our district website. Policy 1313, complaints about school personnel. Policy 1314, complaints about school facilities and services. Policy 1315, public complaints. During the course of formal public comment, the Board of Education, at our discretion, may enter into executive session to hear matters of sensitive or private nature. Please remember that public comment is not a question and answer session. Each group should choose one representative to speak, and comments must be limited to no more than 5 minutes. All other individuals are limited to 3 minutes. Speakers may not cede their time to others. speakers will be recognized by the order of the board president in order which you have signed up. If you are a large number of people have signed up to speak, the board president, at her discretion, may limit the number of persons allowed to speak based upon the order of the sign-up. Our public comment session should not exceed 1 hour. Once your name is called for formal public comment, you will be unmuted, your camera will be enabled. Once you start to speak, your time begins. When your time is up, you will be muted and your camera will be turned off. With that being said, do we have two signed up for formal public comment? And the first one is Ms. Eastburn. Okay. Ms. Eastburn, you can turn your camera on. Good evening. Your time will begin once you begin to speak.
Can you hear me and see me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We're deeply concerned with recent allegations against a representative of our school district. Although the incident cited in court documents does not involve a student in our district or any staff member of our district, it does involve a representative of our district. If these allegations were leveled against a teacher or a staff member, they would be without a doubt suspended until the outcome is reached. Yet this person continues to hold a position in power and the district with no repercussions. The allegations that are leveled are as follows. A female student was invited to a party along with teammates. Sadly, too much alcohol was provided and multiple students became sick. The student phoned her mother and explained the situation. The mother later contacted the coach regarding the events. The student claims that that's when the harassment began. The allegations are because she was in trouble for telling everything in quotes in the court documents. Her coach then proceeded to order her uniform too small and making comments about how it fit her. He altered her playing equipment so that she would score poorly in her matches. The student reached out to the person in charge of the coaches, but things only got worse, not better. It is alleged that the person in charge of the coaches held a meeting with the coach in question and an assistant, and they found a teacher to fail the student to disqualify her from a scholarship and forcing her out of the school. The teacher was found to go along with the plan according to the court documents. The student compared a paper that she had completed and gotten an F on with a student who had gotten an A on the same paper with the same answers. The student followed up her complaint and got back, the teacher got back the information that she had followed up with. He went to her class, waited for her outside her door. She had students assist her in helping her escape out of the classroom by distracting the teacher. He spotted her, chased her down through the hall, into the parking lot, and into her car. As a parent and a grandparent and a friend of employees in this district, these allegations are concerning. As a parent, I have repeatedly told my children, no matter what the problem, call me and I will help. It does not mean that there are no consequences. It just means that I'm here at that time. How many of us have told our children the same thing? How safe are our children, teachers, and staff members? Is this a situation with those who have supported this person publicly or are so ashamed of their bad judgment, they're sitting by quietly and doing nothing? Or has this person been able to keep you in the dark, hiding his allegations against himself? Obviously, this individual has no intentions of stepping away from this position because to date, he has not resigned. Now, this is all information in public record and their names are out in the public, but I'm not divulging them. It is time for the governor to sign SB 78 immediately. Taxpayers in our district need to call his office and demand him sign this bill. We need everyone in this district to be able to feel safe. Who will be the adult in the room? Who will demand the resignation of this individual? If anyone wants to read up on this case, go to U.S. Court, Delaware District, Civil Action Number 21416, Delaware State University versus Ambrose. It was decided August 12th of this year. My next comment is about the Delaware School Board Association. In the last 5 years, our school district has spent $79,953 for someone to tell school board members, some who have been on this board for over 10 years, how to do their job. I think it's time that we start tightening our belts and come to the realization that our school board is being nationalized. The Delaware School Board Association consists of one employee who, between the districts throughout the state, in the 2021 school year collected $249,369 of local taxpayer money. This is unacceptable. You're there to represent us on a local level, not a national level. It has become too politicized, and it has become an organization that is being run at a national level, and it is totally contradictory to what a purpose of a school board is. Thank you.
Thank you. Who do we have next in this meeting? Mr. Strasser, can you turn on your camera? Good evening.
Good evening. Well, welcome back, everybody, to our brand new school year. I wanted to take a moment as the SEA president to thank you for going through and finalizing our contract with us now. So all of our employees are very happy. We now have a brand new contract that'll take us through another 3 years. So thank you very much for all of that. We've had some really good conversations with our district admin, with our concerns. We had our first liaison meeting the other day, and I thought that went very well, very positive. Areas that we're still a little concerned about are our class sizes. And we've spoken with Mrs. Judy, and she's been doing a really good job of trying to fill all those needs within the district. However, we do want you to really emphasize and try to focus on some of those elementary needs as well. As you've heard at the beginning of the meeting today, the elementary schools are really getting inundated right now. We want to have our little people with the best that we can get in there, and also providing them with the best education, and then also allowing us under these circumstances to work through all those mitigating strategies that we need to. So we're trying to get those kids spread out a little bit and give them the education that they need. We also sent an email to the board members in regards to the COVID policy, and I've been hearing positive things about how that's going to come into fruition, hopefully. And so I just wanted to take a moment to thank you for all that you're doing there. Thank you for getting our contract all situated. And then hopefully we can focus on those class sizes to help us with our little ones. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for everything you guys do with kids.
Meeting.
Motion to approve the 4 minutes.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Mallett, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve our 4 meeting minutes from our August meeting. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right? Hearing none, motion carried. Approval of our monthly financial report. Ms. Hudson.
Certainly. In the board agenda package, you have the standard financial statements for the month of August. The large 11-page document is the operating expenses and revenues that have been received by the district to date. As you are all quite aware, September is the month that we look, September and October, forward to for tax collection. So next month, those percentages will increase significantly compared to the month ending August 31st. Also in the packet, we've included just the real estate tracking for your benefit. Gives the historical information at the bottom, but again, we expect September and October to really drive those numbers up. Then we have the list of purchase orders and payment vouchers that were greater than or equal to $10,000 that were processed during the month of August. Most of the items that you'll see on here are tied to the one-to-one initiative and a lot of online learning tools for students. And finally, at the end of that long packet is a list of two grants that were awarded during the month of August to bring a total for the year up to four. There's also information in there about the child nutrition programs, monthly statements, statements of accounts for the internal fund and self for the student accounts. Is there any questions for the documents that we have?
Madam President, I'd like to move that we accept the monthly financial reports and documents as presented.
Second. I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malik, to approve the financial monthly reports as submitted. Are there any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right. Seeing none, motion carried. Takes us down to 9.3 school choice 2021-2020 school year.
Thank you, Madam President. 38 school choice applications for inter-district transfer and 16 choice applications for intra-district transfer. 11 inter-district school choice termination forms, 3 intra-district school choice termination forms, and 6 denied school choice forms have been received for the 2021-2022 school year. It is the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students 1 through 38, the intra-district students 1 through 16, the inter-district school choice terminations 1 through 11, and the intra-district school choice terminations 1 through 6 be admitted under choice this evening.
Madam President, I move that we accept choice for the 2021-2022 school year as presented by the administration.
I have a motion by Ms. Malik, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve choice for 2021-2020 school year as submitted. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed have the same right. Hearing none, motion carried. Takes us down to 9.4, North Elementary Design Developmental Development Drawing Inspection Specs. Good evening.
Good evening. Again, Penn Turner, Parsons and Architects. The last board meeting, we approved our schematic design package. We submitted drawings of our design development. Design development is basically 60% completion drawings that then we, with approval, will send to DOE to OMB. I believe our drawings are currently about 90% done, both on architectural and mechanical. There was no mechanical package, you saw in the schematic. But basically, we're doing the project in two bid packs. Bid pack A will be the roof replacement project. Bid pack B will be the secure entryway, and then capital improvements, which will basically consist of replacement of your existing boilers. So we're removing two of the existing boilers, and we're replacing those with three condensating high efficiency boilers. They will also have capacity for future growth. The budget has remained the same and the schedule. There is a detailed schedule in the packet too. So basically we're looking to following, if we get approval of these documents, we're looking to develop these, get out to some regulatory agencies, Fire Marshal, ADA, get their approvals, and then come back next month for the final construction document package, 100% complete. And then once we have that approval, we can submit to that final review from OMB and then to bid the project. So our current schedule, we're looking to basically receive bids mid-March, looking to have it work before the end of the summer. This is just some of the mechanical drawings, but it's nothing flashy. It's more roof and candles, changing tires. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Madam President, I move that we approve the North Elementary Design Development Drawings and Specifications as presented.
Second. I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malik, to approve the elementary design and developmental drawing speculation. Any questions or comments? Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Seeing none, motion carried. Takes us down to 9.5, back credit resolution.
We included some information here recently. House Bill 214 with House Amendment 1 passed the General Assembly, was signed by the governor in August. The Department of Finance has suggested language that each board adopt in a resolution. Basically, what this does is provide a state tax credit to disabled veterans, very similar to the senior citizens' property tax exemption, where the state bears the fiscal cost, the residents get the benefit, and the district does not lose any. So we're recommending that the board adopt the resolution as included in your packet tonight. Questions?
I move that we accept the recommendation
the Veterans Tax Credit for those that are 100% disabled.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Malik, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve the Veterans Tax Credit Resolution, House Bill Number 214, as submitted. Any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed have the same right? Seeing none, motion carried. 9.6, bond anticipation note resolution.
Also included in the packet tonight is a resolution the administration is recommending the board adopt this evening. It allows us to apply to the Department Office of the State Treasurer's to have a bond anticipation note issued in lieu of a bond sale that will occur in spring. This allows us to move forward with the transaction to purchase the property for the new elementary school prior to the state going to market.
Madam President, I move that we accept the resolution authorizing the bond participation of $207,000 presented.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Malik, second by Dr. Wilson, to approve the bond anticipation note resolution. Are there any questions or comments? Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed have the same right? Seeing none, motion carried. Takes us to number 10, personnel.
Item 10.1, retirements. We have A and B. Madam President, I entertain. Yeah. Although 10.1, we have the two retirements. 10.2, we have the number of resignations. A through S. 10.3, leaves of absence. A and B. 10.4, reappointment, reassignment, or transfer. A through G, new hires, 10.5. I think that's A through NN. And 10.6, extra duty for the 2021-2022 school year, as presented. 10.7, revised part-time hourly employees. Three of those. 10.8, revised pay for all coaches, 2021-2022 school year. as presented. Revised 10.9, revised volunteer fall coaches. Those want to, for those. 10.10, revised technology interns, one.
Yes,
sir. And 10.11, substitutes, as presented.
Second. I have a motion by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malik. Personnel number 10.1 through 10.11 as submitted. Any questions or comments? Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed have the same right? Hearing none, motion carried. I will entertain a motion to
so moved.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Malik, second by Dr. Wilson. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried, and good night all, and be safe.
Thank you.